In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, please be seated. Well, good morning to all. It's good to see you all here as we are here to gather. We're here gathered to remember and celebrate the life of our dearly departed sister B. Bacalo. I got to know B not when she was younger, but in her later years, in the last few years where she had been living in a nursing home. One of the things I loved knowing about B was that while she didn't grow up in this church, she came to this church because she wanted to sing. And all the angels stood around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, singing, "Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." This passage we just heard from Revelation, or a piece of it, this passage about singing, a passage about all the saints raising their voices to God. And when we usually think about the book of Revelation, because of pop culture, because of sometimes bad theology and even worse literature, we often associate the book with the end of times, but it's not really even about that. It is what is considered apocalyptic literature, which means that it's about symbols. And here, this apocalyptic vision is not one of doom and destruction, but it is a vision of existence where all of God's creatures, both earthly and heavenly, live in God's eternal presence and sing God's eternal praises. And they do this in an energy that is beyond human imagination. And Revelation goes on to say, "These are they who have come out of the great ordeal. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb." These are they who have come out of the great ordeal. When this book was written around 150 AD, it was talking about a very different kind of ordeal, one of persecution of the church, one that we are very far removed from. But the idea of coming through a great ordeal is not a foreign concept to any of us. Life is full of ordeals. We begin our life crying. There are ordeals in work life and family. There is the ordeal of aging and watching someone else age. And there is the ordeal of losing a loved one. All of these are part of life's experiences we frankly would probably rather not have. Yes, we can all recognize that when there are difficulties in life, we do grow, we change, we mature and blossom. And we can see the positives that come out of these experiences. After all, we do believe in a God whose very nature is grace and mercy. And of course, God will always take whatever is bad and out of it bring something that is good. That's who God is. But it still does not mean that we are going to go and seek out these difficulties. In fact, I find that difficulties often seek us out. But God's promise in Scripture, God's promise in all of this is that we will come out of the ordeal. And at the end, we too will be praising God. As Revelation goes on to say, He will guide them to the springs of the water of life, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. And we have this reading appointed for funerals as a reminder that God will bring comfort in times of sorrow, but also that God has promised great things for us, not just in this life, but in the life to come. We have here this third candle over here. It's called the Paschal candle. The Paschal candle is brought out for three things. It is brought out for Easter, and then two other times that we are reminded of Easter. When we baptize, which that's right on cue, by the way, and when we bury. Because all three of those events are reminders of the resurrection. When we are baptized, the words "in it," when talking about the water, in the water we are buried with Christ, and out of it we rise out in the resurrection. And here we are remembering a different type of resurrection. These signs of the resurrection, the Easter hope, they are Easter hope in the darkest of days. They are reminders that pain cannot stop God. They are reminders that sorrow cannot stop God, that fear cannot stop God, and not even death will stop God. As the anthem says that we walked in, when we live our life, we live it in the Lord. And when we die, we die in the Lord. And so whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord. And because of this, we know that God will wipe away our tears. And we know that our dearly departed sister B is living in eternal bliss. Yes, as Lamentations also reminds us, the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is God's faithfulness. This reminds me of an old Welsh hymn in which the text says, "Grace and love like mighty rivers flow incessant from above. Heaven's peace and perfect justice fill the guilty world with love." Grace and mercy are not just something that God does, but grace and mercy are a very part of who God is. Grace is that giving to us that something that we do not deserve, but mercy is taking something away, whether we deserve it or not. Grace is a gift of new life, of a life that we knew. And mercy is taking the pain away when that life is lost. Now, there's a reason we're here today. The reason we are here in this place today. Because if we did not believe in grace and mercy, we would not be here. We can remember a life anywhere. You can remember a life sitting around the dinner table. You can remember a life in your living room or having coffee with friends. But we are gathered here for a reason. We are here in a church to remember a life that is lived in Jesus Christ, a life that has received grace upon grace, and a life that is now feasting in that heavenly banquet with all of the saints gathered around. We remember that life is given by God and life is lived eternally with God. And this is why we are gathered here in a context of worship, in church, to give thanks to God. To give thanks to God for this life that God has given us and give thanks for the grace to bring that has brought that life to eternity, to share with all the saints in that holy meal, as we will do here in a few moments, as we give thanks and we share in that holy meal. And so we remember and celebrate a life, because all of our lives are given by God, and all ordeals are ended by God. And life lives eternally in Christ Jesus. Amen.